Welcome, cool cats and kittens, to another episode of
Project Unreal!
Right here on the Project Nerd Podcast Network. Each week we're joined by a special professional comedian guest and a rotating panel of Project Nerd personalities. And we all engage in a little long-form improv. Things stop being real and get very unreal. Can you dig it?
What is up, Nerdites? It's your host, Q. I am here with another amazing episode of Project Unreal. Now, this time, on a very special episode, we're getting it pared down. We're stripped down. We're almost like, what's that MTV Unplugged show that was popular in the 90s? Instead of having an entire cast of PN personalities, instead you get me and you get our special guest. And our special guest is right here with me. It's Mary J. Berger. Hello, Mary J. How are you?
Hello. What's up? This is making my ego swell 10 sizes.
Well, perfect. So to give everyone a little bit of a catch up, we're on episode 2 of this new series. And the idea behind Project Unreal is to take a Project Nerd personality, somebody from the Project Nerdosphere,
mash them up with a comedian
and see what happens, right? And so in this instance, you got me. I'm the Project Nerd personality, and we have you. And the way that this episode is going to work is, in a few minutes, I'm going to give you a character that you have never seen before in your life. I'm going to give you a name, I'm going to give you an occupation, and I'm going to give you some character traits. And then when we come back from a break, I'm going to interview you as that character, right?
So okay.
Just as if we're recording some other Project Nerd related interview episode, but instead it's going to be you
as a totally made up character and me as me.
Do you guess what it is?
So,
or you already know? You already know.
The idea is that I know your character's name, but I don't know any of your character's description. So
okay.
I'm just going to be like asking you questions and you get to just kind of make it as weird and
okay.
broad as you want.
Cool. That sounds like fun.
So, yeah, I think we're pretty much ready. I sent you your character
okay.
here just a second ago. So you should have that all queued up. We're going to pause and stop being real. And when we come back, we're going to be very unreal. With three people, 13 people live in a house. And when things stop being real, they get Project Unreal. It's a different show, but I'm totally going to adopt that for this.
Listen, you butchered that.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a brand new interview minisode. I'm Q from Project Nerd, and I am here with my guest. Now, tell me if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, but I believe it is Captain Marina Seasilver. Is that correct?
Seasilver.
Oh, Seasilver. Got it.
Silver.
So it's
Captain
spelled
Marina Seasilver.
Got it. I see. I'm so appreciative of you taking the time to do this interview with us. I mean, you're a pretty big deal in a lot of circles.
Yeah. That is actually very true about me. Were you going to say I'm cool or funny?
Yes,
or
that's
great.
I was going to say that. First off, I'm glad that you pronounced your last name for me, because I was just set to butcher that like straight off.
I know. A lot of people do, and I don't understand. I think it's very obvious. Seasilver, it's right there. EA Seasilver.
You're right. That checks out. I have
they say
no
E
way.
Before A, go to C.
Every time. That's what they say.
Yeah.
100% accurate. Well, Captain, now let me ask about that. Captain, how did you earn the title of Captain, and what exactly are you a captain of for our listeners?
I'm a captain of a multiverse traveling pirate ship. How did
wow.
that earn it? How did I earn it? I bought the ship. I put my name on the ship.
Oh. So it like
then therefore it's like, well, you're not like, I would have put someone else's name on the ship if they were going to be captain.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, obviously you're right, but I didn't realize that. Like, I thought captain was like a rank of some sort, but it just kind of like, if you buy a boat, then you are a captain, right? Essentially.
Yeah. I think actually that is how it works.
Got it. Got it.
I heard you can be an admiral if you have a submarine.
I believe that. I mean, you being a captain would know. I don't own a boat, so I have no way to verify that information. Whoa. So I trust you and your title.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Now, you piqued my interest because you said a pirate ship, which, I mean, of itself would be intriguing, but a multiverse pirate ship? What does that even mean?
Okay, well, first of all, my ship can also, what did the man say when I bought it? Oh, transcend space and time. So, the way that works,
yes,
is, it's actually, you know what? It's very complicated. And he did explain it to me. He definitely did. And I understood it. I understood everything he said. But I don't think, what's a nice way to say you don't think someone's as smart as you are?
Got it. Well, if it's time that you're worried about, I mean, we've got this whole interview is yours. No, so I don't mind.
I don't. There's literally not enough time in the world, and I have a traveling spaceship, so it's like, if I'm saying there's not enough time, we really just gotta let it go, right?
Got it. Okay, so move on to the next question is what you're saying.
We just gotta move on with our day.
Okay, well, we can do that. That's no problem. I do have a question. Is it just you on board this ship as the captain? Like, is this a large ship? Do you need like a crew, or?
I have a crew of 7, and they are dressed as Teletubbies at all times.
Oh, was that like, was that a
which
you
is hard
choice?
Because there's 4 Teletubbies: Tinky Winky, La La, Po.
Well, sure, of course. Now, so does that mean that some of your crew members 7, you have multiples of, or
we have some multiples, but of course we left off Tinky Winky.
Sure. Because everyone knows that's the worst one, right? I mean,
I don't know that he's the worst, but purple is not an important color to me.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, I don't need it repeated.
That is a strong stance. So just anti-purple all around. Captain Marina Sisilva is just not.
Well, not it's funny. Purple. I actually, and I'm not, I really, I went back in time and tried to change the colors.
Oh.
And I went to Mars. That's where they take care of the colors.
I had no idea.
I was like, first of all, we got to get rid of red. And they were like, our whole planet is red. And I was like, get rid of it. And then I was like, and then we got to get rid of blue. And they were like, blow up Earth. And I was like, I don't know about all that. My sure. mom's still there. But wait till she dies. But and then they just, I tried to get rid of it because it's like, it doesn't affect, I think whatever you do in space and time, whatever you do does not affect anything else.
Got it. So you could just like, so you know, that whole butterfly effect thing is just out
it's
the window.
Scam.
You don't believe in that. It's a scam.
Oh my God. I Got have it. Gone back in time and I have like stolen Pandora's box. My treasure. Oh, I shouldn't what? Tell you about my treasure.
No, please gonna, do. That sounds amazing.
I'm going to tell you. Okay. First of all, I have all the original Winnie the Pooh stuffed animals. The A.A. Milne's son owned.
Like you stole them from his son, like a child?
Plundered.
Oh, got it. Sure.
Plundered.
Plundered from a child, though, is what you're saying.
Well, but here's the thing. It's like, yeah, I did steal them, but as someone who knows what happens, he actually married his cousin.
Mm.
And so it's like, well, you married your cousin, I took your dolls.
Does he deserve them, is what you're saying? Like, did he even deserve them in the first place?
It's just, yeah.
Sure. I get that. So what else do you have on board? I mean, aside from, you know, A.A. Milne's child's plush toys.
I've got a shoebox of clovers.
Like an entire, like just any clover or like four-leaf ones?
From around the world.
Got it. So like an entire collection of global clovers.
Clovers. Global clovers.
Got it. I'm into that. Anything else that people may recognize?
Let's see. I have, what was that thing that they wrote in America that was like, I'm gonna have laws and these are my laws and keep your laws off my body. And everybody's like, Donald Trump broke this. What is that? The Constitution.
The Constitution? You have the Constitution?
Yeah.
My God, that's almost what?
You know how you can put silly putty on a newspaper and you pull it up and there's pieces of the newspaper?
Nah. You didn't do that to the Constitution, right?
I mean, to the Constitution. And I was like, look, it ruined my putty.
Oh, but the Constitution's fine, right? I mean, like, it's an important
document.
What is
your definition of intact versus what is my definition of intact?
I mean, I guess the way you found it ideally would be the way that it should probably stay, if I had to guess.
Okay, so we do have a different definition.
Oh, okay. This is like a bad sequel to that movie National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. Instead of trying
those
to, like,
are about
those are
I wouldn't get attached to those movies.
Oh, are they also gonna not exist? Are you against the National Treasure movies? Like,
never
like the
seen
color
them.
Purple?
I don't.
Well, not the
them.
Color purple, the movie, but like the color, the actual literal color purple.
I've never seen them, and I don't like movies I haven't seen before. So
sure, so done with those.
Cinema's done. Cinema's out of here.
It's over. Wait, hold on. Are you saying that in your time traveling, you had something to do with the pandemic shutting down all of the theaters? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Suck it, Regal.
Whoa.
It's like, wow. Don't honor my coupon one time. I'll just go back in time and trash your cinema.
Wow. Wow. You are a very vengeful pirate. But I guess that
don't
kind of
you?
Comes with.
That's the territory.
And now here's the real question, though. Here's what kind of worries me about all this and your ability to kind of go back and change these things is, like, would I even know if you've changed things? Like, technically,
probably not you.
Wouldn't that mean if you changed something before I existed, like, then for me, it's just never existed, right? So for all I know, the color purple right now isn't even what the color purple originally looked like.
Honey, you're a little meta for me.
All right. Well,
okay.
I mean, it's just like there's so many things that I'm just like worrying about now.
I mean, it's definitely worth worrying, I think. But
sure.
If you trust me, you will trust my decisions.
Well, I don't. I mean, we just met.
What do you
I'm
mean you
I'm
don't
trying.
Trust me?
Well, I'm just, I mean, we, this is our first time talking. So, I mean, I don't, you know, like I. We don't have a rapport.
I need some vodka.
Oh, vodka. Okay. Well, hey, let's, you know what? Let's bring the conversation back to a safe for my existence place. What is your alcohol of choice? As a pirate, I assume that you probably drink a lot. I mean, that's in the movies and stuff. Like, pirates are big drinkers, right? So,
right. They say when you assume you're a butthole. And here's the thing.
Okay.
I like Burnett's cherry vodka.
Whoa. Classy.
I know. I like nice things. And
clearly you have Pandora's box and a box full of clovers and the Constitution.
So, those are my treasures.
It's like some national people are treasures, like, if you will.
I know. It's like some people are like, I'm gonna cut off a finger, and I'm like, nah, I'll just take this.
Got it. Sure, yeah. Sure. So I do have to ask, have you made friends with other, like, do you have pirate friends? Like, do you guys have like a pirate gang or crew or anything? Or are you like a lone pirate wolf?
Well, part of being so hot is that I do have a lot of like ex lovers.
Sure.
Captain Jack Sparrow. He doesn't like to admit that. He won't, and he will actually, he did actually sue me for libel.
Oh.
For saying wow. We dated. But we did. Long John Silver. Are you familiar with Edward Teach?
I am not. Who is that?
Blackbeard.
Oh, that's his name? So, like, you got close enough, you actually know his name. I didn't even know his name. I knew Blackbeard.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm also just very well-versed. Han Solo, wow. Now, Captain Morgan. I hate Captain Morgan.
Well, sure. I mean, he encourages drinking responsibly, and as a Burnett's cherry flavor.
Rum f***ing sucks.
Yeah, forget rum. Am I right?
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. I'm worried for my safety. So you and I, we're just friends. I agree with what you have to say.
Love it.
Because I want my family to exist. So.
Oh, well. Keep going.
Okay. So what I was going to ask was, kind of something that we ask every guest when we interview them here at Project Nerd, and one is, what do you think of garden gnomes?
Is this a prank?
No, this is very serious. We ask, you know, it's one of those questions that's supposed to like tell you about people, kind of like, you know, like, would you steal money if you saw it
you
laying on the ground?
You talked to Han Solo.
I don't know him.
Han Solo, did you talk to him? He told you. Is this an elaborate prank against me?
It's not. It's something, like I said, it's something we ask every... Now, I wasn't going to say anything earlier because, like I said, I do want to maintain that you and I are friends and on good ground, but... I did notice that several of the people that you mentioned, such as Han Solo, are fictional. Like, they're not real people. These are like Harrison Ford plays Han Solo in Star Wars, you know? So like, I don't.
Man. I mean, so that's so funny. It sounds like you're saying he's not real.
Well, I mean, he's not, I mean, we're friends, but he's like not.
But you just said, you know, you're friends with him.
Well, no. You said that you dated him, and I said that he doesn't exist because he's a fictional character.
Then how does he know that I f- garden gnomes?
Then
how do you know?
I didn't know that. You
how do
just
you know
told
that
me
I
that.
Like to take their little hats and. Around the and then the beard.
I'm gonna be totally honest, I had no idea that that's where that question was gonna go. We ask every guest whether or not they're a fan of garden gnomes. That is, I had no idea about any of that information. I do appreciate you being so honest about it.
This is a good thing I can go back in time, right? We didn't do this. I didn't tell anyone that I would anything ceramic.
Wait, hold on. I mean, you're not gonna go back and undo this conversation, right? Like, I mean, we can still have this interview. Like, this is fine. This is good. Like, I can continue existing, right? I mean, we're friends, right?
I don't think it's very like cute when people like always bring it back to themselves. And it's like, I'm sitting here trying to talk to you about my multiverse pirate vessel. And you're like, oh, am I going to die? Are you going to kill me? And it's like, can you calm down?
Well, yes. Yes, I can. And I do appreciate, I'm sorry about making it about myself. This is an interview about you.
In the words of S Club 7, bring it all back to you.
That's right. It's coming back to you, Captain Marina Sisilver. Famous multi-dimensional. It's Sea Silver.
Sea Silver.
Oh, I apologize. I could have sworn that at the beginning of this conversation, you expressly said that it was Sea Silver.
I must have been drunk or so. I'm just kidding. I would never get drunk before an interview. That's so silly.
Okay. So it is Sea Silver or it's Sea Silver?
I've never said it was Sea Silver. It's Sea Silver.
And you do or do not garden gnomes?
I do.
Okay. Just as long as we're clear on that. I think this has been a great interview. I think we've learned a lot about interdimensional travel, about the things that you have plundered from children, from the fictional and real people that you have dated.
I took him out of his bedroom while he was cousin style.
Wow.
Winnie the Pooh doesn't need to watch you.
Wow. That's pretty intense. That is intense. Well, I guess that's a good as place of any to leave it. Again, thank you for coming on the show and thanks for telling us about your interdimensional travels. And again, like, you know, it's not that it's about me or anything, but if I and this interview could continue to exist, that would be great. I would very much appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree that you would appreciate it. And so thank you so much for reaching out to me.
No, my pleasure. And I will have my people, just as a good show of friendship, I'm going to have them send you an entire case of Barnett's cherry flavored vodka.
Oh, I don't drink that.
Oh, no?
No.
Man, that was weird. Mary, yeah. I have to ask you, are you in real life an interdimensional traveling space pirate?
I wish. That sounds like I would not respect the timelines like she didn't. Anything goes. I would probably more so be careless.
Sure. So you're like, oops. Have you ever seen any of those? I know it's like clickbaity shit that I see on Facebook all the time, but they have like proof that time travelers exist. These photos show a woman in the 1912 using a cell phone in the background.
I've never seen those. No.
There's always just like, it's totally like bullshit. It doesn't exist, but it's like, you know, people photoshopping like some woman like in the background. They're like, who is this lady? I feel like that would be me. Like if I were to time travel, they'd be like, who's this guy? Like openly trying to use an iPhone in its 1901. Like
I'd be like Biff and like sports bet.
Nice. You just be like, we jump into the future again and you just have like an empire. And you're just like, well, I don't know. I'm just really good at betting, I guess. I never knew that that was, who knew that that was my knack, but I'm just really good at placing bets.
Very reliable. Be just like drunk at the racetrack.
All the time. You're like, no, 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 put it on show horse for 500. I don't know how horse betting works.
I don't either. I've clearly never
been. I'm like, put it on a horse. That horse.
My favorite horse.
Here's $500. I don't know if I actually give you money or not. I don't know how betting works.
My favorite horse, Satan Symphony.
Everybody knows him. He's the best. He's favored to win. I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a blast. I'm sure everybody that's listening to this is going to have to go change their pants now that they've just pissed them with hilarity. But I have to ask you, are there any things that you would like to plug? This is your opportunity to just kind of put yourself out there.
I'll plug my Twitter at Mary J. Berger. I tweet every 2 weeks or so.
Perfect.
And I have a podcast I haven't recorded since like June, but it's called Whoops. It's a podcast about mistakes. And I do it with my friend Holly Perkins.
Is that Whoops like W-H-O-O-P-S?
Yes.
Like whoops.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. That sounds awesome. It's cute. Could you tell me a little bit more about it? So it's a podcast about mistakes. So do you guys just like talk about
we have someone on and then we just interview them and they can tell like a series of mistakes or they can just tell like a big mistake. And it's usually pretty fun. Like we had one person on who was like, I lost a bracelet at Bonnaroo. And I was like, wow, that must be a nice life to like not have fucked up.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. Like if somebody's coming to the table and you had asked them like come to the table with like a really big mistake in your life and they're like, whoops,
then that's then they're not very self-aware. That's what I'm telling myself.
Clearly not. Clearly not
at all.
Well, that sounds
like ex-fiance crying over you.
Sorry. Somewhere. Meanwhile, you're just concerned about this Bonnaroo bracelet. That's awesome. Well, I'm very excited. I want to check it out. I definitely hope that you guys get the opportunity to get back onto it soon. I would encourage all of our listeners to go check it out and subscribe as well. I'm sure it's available on all of the platforms of which podcasts are bartered or traded or whatever podcasts do.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hopefully.
Well, Mary J. Berger, I sincerely appreciate you coming by the show. We would love to have you back again. Tell all of your friends.
Yes, I will.
Podcast listeners, we will see you next week. And in the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the Project Nerd podcast feeds. You can check out all sorts of different shows ranging on the network, from video game podcasts, movie-related podcasts, deep dive podcasts, naughty taboo subject podcasts. You name it, there's a podcast for you, guaranteed. Also, make sure you navigate on over to project-nerd.com to check out all your updated nerd news and facts and videos. And speaking of videos, go subscribe to the Project-Nerd YouTube channel. I assure you, you will not want to miss all of the cool stuff coming your way this year. So subscribe, do all that fun stuff, and make sure you tune in next week right here on Project Unreal. Thank you.